For our scripture today, let's jump to Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed.
Father, I know that nothing can conform me into the image of my Savior unless I will set the time aside to seek you every day. Lord, I want to bear the image of Jesus in all ways. His example here in your word is the image of what I should be. I know that my spiritual growth will be stunted without this much-needed communion with you daily. As I draw apart from the world, teach me the importance of seeking you daily, as Jesus did. And Father, revive my world-weary heart. Amen.
You know, sometimes I look at the Lord and half scratch my head, because his wisdom was so great. But then again, he was the Son of God. Think about it. If Jesus needed to continually have a revival and refreshing from the Father, how much more do we need it? How much more? If you don't think you need it, it's kind of like what the Word says. If we say we're without sin, we're a liar. Well, if you want to be a fire-breathing, on fire, hallelujah, praise the Lord, follower of Jesus, you need that solitary place to be with Jesus every day.
Today's action. Follow the example here in the scripture today of your Savior. Today's treasure is found in the very last chapter of the Bible and is some of the most thrilling words, I believe, in the Bible. The book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 12 through 13. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city.